We all deal with grief and loss at some point in our lives. But even though it's this universal experience, it can be overwhelming and hard to know even how to grieve. People could even feel like we're doing it wrong if we don't follow the right steps, if it lasts too long or it doesn't last long enough. Our next guest says there's no one right way to deal with grief that's going to work for everybody. Everybody's experience might be different, but there are some things that can help. She dealt with her own significant loss when her mom passed away from breast cancer. She writes about her own story of grief while her mom was sick and after she passed. You can join in at 800-642-1234. If you're willing to share with us an experience with grief in your own life, how it affected you, if you felt like there was pressure to get over it, pressure coming from you or from society at large, and you could also join in with your questions for our guest. 800-642-1234 is the number. That's 800-642-1234. Marissa Renee Lee is the author of the new book, Grief is Love, Living with Loss. She's the former deputy director of private sector engagement in the Obama White House. And according to her online biography, she's an avid Green Bay Packers fan. Marissa, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so happy to be here.
One thing that struck me about your experience with grief is, I think in the abstract, we think of grief as feeling sad, but
yes,
it came into your life and so many people's lives in physical ways and mental and emotional ways. Can you talk about just the vastness of the experience?
Yeah. So in my book, I talk a lot about the fact that, you know, while everyone's experience with grief is unique and different, there is so much about grief that is universal in the way that it attacks both your mind and your body. I was able to partner on this book with a bereavement researcher and professor from Harvard University, Dr. Christy Dankla. And she just completely opened up my eyes so that I could see that, you know, my experience, as hard as it was, you know, losing a parent and then a decade later, losing a much wanted pregnancy, that so many of the things that I went through, you know, when I was feeling sad or depressed or anxious or having headaches or stomach aches or insomnia, that it was all perfectly normal. And I hope that this book allows other people who are dealing with grief to feel like what they're dealing with is actually normal and okay. You know, there is nothing wrong with you if you lost someone you love and you're still having a hard time and it's been weeks, months, or even years later.
If you made me say words to respond to grief, I might say things like loss, absence. You really center love. Why is it important for you to do that and maybe for the rest of us to do that?
So the thing that I realized when I lost my pregnancy and, you know, my mom had been gone for over a decade and all I wanted was her. You know, I wanted her comfort. I wanted her to console me. I wanted her to somehow make it all better. And in that moment, I realized you don't get over it. You know, we have this notion that grief is something that arrives right around the time you lose someone, but that's actually not true. Grief is the repeated experience of learning to live in the midst of a significant loss. So it is something that comes up over and over again. And the reason why it comes up over and over again is because when you lose someone you love, you don't stop loving them. You keep loving them, which means, unfortunately, you're going to keep noticing their absence as different things come up in your life. You know, whether it's a big move and your spouse of 10 years is no longer with you, or the promotion at work, or, you know, I think about bringing my father and the rest of my family to the West Wing to meet President Obama and, you know, feeling sad that my mom wasn't there for that. And so for me, recognizing that love is at the core of the pain that we all experience when we grieve, it made it much easier to deal with. You know, it gave me something that I could really understand. And what I do now is commit to finding ways, big and small, to continuing my relationship with my mother. You know, she's been gone over 14 years, and I try to make sure in, you know, the ways that we raise our son, in, you know, the memories that I make with my husband, that my mom is included in them in some way.
Now, you offer a kind of a toolkit in some ways. There's not like a magical path to getting through grief that's out there, but you give some great bits of advice here. And one of them, the first one in the book, is the idea of permission, having permission to feel and express our grief. Can you talk about how important that is?
Yes. So I realized as I was putting this book together, you know, what I wanted to share was sort of my toolkit for how I have come to live a full, joyful, mostly happy, vibrant life while still creating space for the grief and, you know, the sadness that comes sometimes by not having my mom by my side. And I realized one of the main ingredients, you know, one of the biggest things that has made really living with loss possible for me is that at some point I decided I was no longer going to worry about what others thought about how I was grieving. I was no longer going to judge myself for how I was grieving. I was just going to give myself permission to move through my grief however I need to, whenever, wherever I need to, in whatever way best works for me and in whatever way facilitates my healing. And once I gave myself permission to really own that grief, you know, to own the loss of my mother, it made it lighter. You know, it isn't easy. And now that I'm on tour for this book, there've definitely been interviews and conversations that I've been in that have been incredibly emotional. You know, I cry sometimes, and now I'm okay with it because it's normal. And so I truly hope that for folks who are listening and for folks who pick up this book, that it allows them to redefine grief in a way that works for them.
Marissa Renee Lee is with us, author of the new book, Grief is Love, Living with Loss. Marissa's here to talk with us about living through and with grief, and what you can do to make sure you're still living a joyful and full life. You can join in with your questions, maybe your own experiences, at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. We'll pick up the conversation coming up on Central Time. This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We're talking to Marissa Renee Lee, author of the book Grief is Love, Living with Loss. Let's go to your calls now at 800-642-1234. Dennis is with us. Dennis, hi.
Hi. My parents were in hospice care, and I was experiencing anticipatory grief. Then, of course, they died. Then the year after that, around the anniversary of their deaths, then I was going through anticipatory grief as if they were still alive, plus grieving they were dead. And it's like, wait, it's like two different realities at once just hitting at the same time. It's what's going on here?
Dennis, thanks for the call. Marissa, I think you can relate to both ends of Dennis's experience there.
Yeah, Dennis, first of all, I appreciate you sharing your story, and I'm sorry. Second, what I will say is the thing about grief is, you know, we have this idea around the stages of grief that Elizabeth Kubler-Ross put out. And I want people to know that when she wrote that book on death and dying, where those stages were first discovered, that book was actually written for the dying themselves, not for you, Dennis, or for me, Marissa, you know, the folks who are left behind. And I think because there is this framework out in the world that grief is a linear experience, when we have these moments of, you know, both grieving the actual loss and anticipatory grief with it after someone has passed away, we think that there's something wrong. And Dennis, I just have to tell you, there is nothing wrong or particularly out of the ordinary about your experience. On my end, you know, my mom passed away in 2008, and I went through a phase of sort of similarly anticipatory grief actually leading up to my wedding in 2015, because all of a sudden I was hit with all of this emotion around the fact that she wasn't going to be there. And there was just a lot of layers to it. And I've come to learn through the research that I did for this book that unfortunately that is a normal experience. And the best thing you can do and the most important thing you can do is exactly what you are doing, Dennis, which is acknowledging it and giving yourself space to have those feelings without judgment. And so I hope that you're able to continue to do that and to just be patient with yourself, because, you know, I'm over 14 years out from my mother's death. I don't think grief ever goes away.
Dennis, thanks so much for being willing to share that with us. I appreciate it. We'll go now to Samantha on the line in Whitehall. Samantha, hi.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. Good program. Anyway, My grandma, Grover, had passed away in 2014, but my niece, who's four, never got to meet her. My other niece either, but they never got to meet her. So what my brother has done is he's keeping her memory alive, my grandma Evelyn, by pictures and photos and talking about her and saying, this is your great grandma. And when they had when they had the baby shower for her, my baby brother was living in her house, the farmhouse, and found some quilts that my grandma made, brand new, baby quilt and a full-size quilt, never used. My grandma made quilts all the time and gave it to my sister-in-law, my brother, for their bed, and then the baby quilt. So she would always remember him by, you know, then. But now as she's growing up, they remember her. They keep her memory alive. Anytime she sees a picture of my grandma, she's like, Grandma.
Yes. That's fantastic, yes. Samantha. Thank you. Marissa, in just our last minute or so, that's a great way to, keep that memory.
Yes. You gave me goosebumps. I so appreciate you sharing that story. You know, the whole foundation of Grief is Love is based on this theory called the continuing bonds theory that says the healthiest way to grieve the loss of a loved one is to find a way to continue that bond, to continue that relationship into the present. And it sounds like that's exactly what your family has managed to do. And I'm really happy and heartened to hear that.
Thanks so much for that call. And Marissa, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us today.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for having me.
That's Marissa Renee Lee. We've been talking about her new book. It's called Grief is Love, Living with Loss.